This is a Veterans Day story that's not about a veteran. It's the story of a 94-year-old Ventura County woman who was twice married to veterans and twice widowed. And then, after her daughter died, she nearly ended up on the streets.
I lost my daughter, for one thing. I was living with her, and I ended up living in motels. My health was bad. I was ready to give it up.
But some people rallied to help Rose Burgess to keep her from ending up homeless. Bob Harris is executive director of the Gold Coast Veterans Foundation.
Rose Burgess, a blind widow of two veterans who became homeless and showed up at the front counter of the police station, causing the police to issue the challenge, all hands on deck, everybody step up, we need help caring for this woman. And our mobile veteran team, led by Raphael Stoneman, took off with what we only call a relentless model of engagement.
Rose had been staying in a motel, but was running out of money. Not knowing where else to turn, she went to the Ventura County Sheriff's Office's Camarillo Station.
My job in the Sheriff's Office, specifically in the city of Camarillo, is to help. I work fighting homelessness and mental illness. That's my specialty. That's what I do. I outreach with these people. I outreach with our people who suffer from mental illness, people who suffer from homelessness, and try to find a solution to end their bout of homelessness. Rose came in, I believe, on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock when we're starting to shut the place down for the weekend, and she told me this story about how she was a widow and that her daughter had suddenly passed away. And she said something very profound to me. She actually said to me, "Can you save my life?" And I said, "Well, let me work on it."
That's Ventura County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Dyer.
I just started with the Rolodex of people that I have. The Gold Coast Veterans Foundation was one of the first places I called and said, "Hey," I called Raphael Stoneman and said, "Hey, I need your help. And this is what's up." I also told our chief of police about it in Camarillo and said, "This is what I got. We got to get her through the weekend." So we pulled some money together in the station, a couple $100, and filled out that gap for a couple more nights in the hotel. Well, we can't fix it overnight, so we filled out a couple more rooms, hotel rooms. And Raphael is the big pusher behind this, but it's a pretty amazing call to get, you know.
Raphael Stoneman with the Gold Coast Veterans Foundation knows how to weave through the region's network of government and nonprofit agencies to get help to those who need it. In Rose's case, he worked with a number of groups to cut through red tape to get her into an affordable senior housing apartment.
It's very rewarding because Rose is very warm-hearted and appreciative, so it makes it a reciprocal feeling, you know, to work with someone like her.
Rose says it's hard to express the gratitude she has for everyone who helped her.
Raphael came to me and presented all kinds of things to help me. Gold Coast is wonderful. They're angels. That's the word I have for them. They're absolutely angels. I can't say enough thanks for them. They saved my life.
But the key group which helped Rose now needs some help itself. The Gold Coast Veterans Foundation is focused on getting those who've served in uniform but are now homeless off the streets. It's trying to find a spot where it can open a veterans village with temporary housing and programs to help homeless veterans. It's looking at a site just outside of Oxnard, as well as a state youth correctional facility outside of Camarillo, which is set to close.
The greatest obstacle on our path right now is getting the proper zoning for some of the properties we've already identified in the local community. We're reaching out to county supervisors and to all elected officials to step up and help with that. We believe we have more than half of the funding in place. We have a program model that's worked.
Bob Harris is Gold Coast's executive director.
Veterans Village is a bridge housing solution, which means that it uses structures like log cabins, yurts, RVs. It's a very de-escalating place. It's ideally suited to treating PTSD. It'll contain centralized on-site supportive services. Those include everything from managing your money, a program by CBC Federal Credit Union and Montecito Bank and Trust, family reunification, PTSD counseling, physical therapy, access to mobility devices, electronic appliances. We fix their cars. Anything that contributed to their homelessness is in our crosshairs.
You can see details in the Veterans Village project by going to our website, kclu.org. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.